night, another big Wednesday night as far as Colorado basketball. And I'm not just talking about the Colorado Buffaloes. Colorado Buffaloes win big. Colorado State, not only Colfax did they win big. They were three-point dogs at home last night to the top of the conference, Boise State Broncos, and Colorado State wins this thing by 22 points. Did you see, like, I did a quick poll last night on Twitter. I said, did you see that coming? And about 60% of you are liars. You tweeted that I said, me or not me? And 60% of you said, me. You didn't see the Rams winning by 22. Colfax, Boise State averages 81 points per game, top of the conference. And Boise State scored 56 last night. It's about, I'm not a mathematician here, but that's like about 30 points less. While the Rams scored 78. They were up 40-25 at the half. Boise State made it interesting. They did make it interesting for a bit. They came back, got it within five, and I said, oh, this is it. You got to weather the storm. The Rams are, you know, they're used to holding leads, but not against top-tier teams. They're used to making comebacks against top-tier teams. So this is going to be an interesting test. And so they're up five, and just like that, John Tonje comes in, makes two quick three-pointers, and the Rams really didn't turn back around. They ran the table. They took care of business. And David Roddy, 27 points, 15 boards, one assist, one steal. But, you know, I had a listener already text me this morning, said, you know, I think all those numbers are kind of masking just how big he was on the defensive side of the ball. And he was. He was exceptional on the defensive side. I mean, we were talking to Kevin Lytle of the Coloradoan yesterday about the fact that Boise State's so deep. Because if Alston, who's their star, if he doesn't kill you, it's going to be Shaver. It's going to be Keyjab. It's going to be Armas. Well, Alston struggled early, got it going and had 20 points, but Colfax, nobody else really did. Shaver ended up with 10. But outside of that, CSU said, all right, Alston, get your 20 late. We're shutting down the rest of this thing. That was the fear, that you couldn't just let one guy score 20 because there's another guy that's going to come in and do it too. And they were able to shut this down. They split this thing. That's what I was hoping for. I mean, I was obviously rooting for the Rams to win every game. But in this case, here you go. They're already guaranteed the split. First Advantage text line is rock and rolling today. If you guys want to get at us on this, what's on your mind? Colorado State, we're going to have David Roddy on the program in about 10 minutes. First time we've had him on the show. Excited to talk to him, man. What a unique player. What a great guy, too. First Advantage text line is 970-478-1301. If you're new to the show, text KFKA to 970-478-1301. That's our First Advantage text line. Power to Play Sports poll question is up at theholeshow.com. And I think this kind of piggybacks off of a little bit of our conversation yesterday. Do you think that should morality be a factor when determining who enters a sports hall of fame? I'm not just talking about Major League Baseball. And listen, I want to make this very clear. I'm not talking about Curt Schilling. I know he's in the media and people are frustrated because he said some things, had some political takes, had some controversial shirts. I'm not saying that his morality is necessarily in question, but it did have us going into this, well, Barry Sanders, steroids, Roger Clemens with the Roy. I mean, all this. And then Curt Schilling was thrown in, and I saw several tweets saying, well, yeah, morally, I can't vote for Curt Schilling to be in there. Yeah. And again, that depends a lot of times on what your political affiliation is now. I think that when I initially answer this question and I say no. So go to theholeshow.com. I want to see where you guys end up. 66% of the hooligans say yes, that morality should be a factor. Are you a good person? Interesting. Now, I didn't know this yesterday. I double checked myself, Colfax. O.J. Simpson is, in fact, in the Hall of Fame. Ty Cobb's in the Hall of Fame. Babe Ruth, as much as we talk about how great he was, he had an interesting, he punched a ref or an umpire. He punched one in the middle of a game. He ran up into the stands one time and threatened to take on an entire section of fans. You know, and he partied hard. He did all this stuff. Should he not be in the Hall of Fame? You're out of your mind if you say no. So I think this is a fun topic. There are some bad, and again, morality is different, Colfax, than legality. You know, if you did something illegal, that's when maybe you have to weigh it. Okay, well, what did you do? You got a DUI. You made a mistake. Since then, you bounced back. You paid your fines. You became, you know, whatever. That's, isn't that different? That's different, yeah. Speeding tickets, going 75 out of 35. It's not a good thing to do. It's an illegal thing to do. But is it like, oh, you're a bad person? No. But if you're a guy like, wow, this story is absolutely crazy. Former Seattle Seahawks offensive tackle Chad Wheeler. He was formally charged Wednesday following his arrest on suspicion of felony assault, domestic violence. This is a crazy one. I don't know if you've been following this one, but he's been tweeting about it. He wrote, "Events happened over the weekend that transpired from a manic episode. I'm deeply sorry for the pain and suffering that I have caused to the woman and her family. I apologize profusely for the turmoil that I've caused to the family." Now, this story is tough if you're paying attention to it. His girlfriend actually said, because he beat her because she wouldn't bow down to him. And she, of course, he's white, she's black. That's coming in, of course, on the political side of this, but I don't see how that's political. Emmanuel Acho said, "If you're not disgusted by this, you're part of the problem." Who the hell's not disgusted by this? I don't even need to know who was white, who was black. It doesn't matter. This monster of a man stood over his girlfriend, beat her down, and told her to bow down to him, and she wouldn't. Here's the cold part, it's all cold, but here's the chilling part. He leaves her for dead. He goes and sits back down on the couch, resumes eating and drinking a smoothie. She gets up to go to the bathroom to get away. He looks over at her nonchalantly like and says, "Wow, I'm surprised you're still alive." Continues eating. That's what she said. "Wow, you're still alive," while sipping on a smoothie. And there's pictures and everything. It's disgusting. So again, he's not eligible anyway. But that's where you start drawing lines, I think, right? You know, especially when you have proof like that. That's a tough story. That is a tough one. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. So more will be coming out of that, I'm sure, as time goes on. Colfax, we want to get to this one. We knew this was coming at some point, but it's official now. Big story of the day. Let's nail it. I mean, it's not shocking. It's not breaking. But Deshaun Watson has officially asked the Houston Texans to trade him, according to sources. We knew this was coming. They made this hire. They hired David Culley yesterday. I'm reading Eric Bieniemy is assembling a crew already. Leslie Frazier is assembling a crew, and because they think they're going to get hired by Houston, and then suddenly. Nope. David Culley. I didn't even know he was on the list. It's crazy. So that apparently is not going to be the move that gets Deshaun Watson going, apparently. So this is going to be very, very interesting times now. It's official. I mean, if you're Houston, so here's the deal, though. They could choose not to trade him. He could opt to not report to a mandatory team activities or training camp, but at a cost. So if he does that, Houston can fine Watson $100,000, essentially, for missing any camp. Can fine him $50,000 per day for each day of training camp missed, plus 1 week's salary, $620,000 for each preseason game missed. In the unlikely scenario that Watson chooses to retire, the Texans can collect $21 million. So it's not going to be that, I would imagine. He's not going to sit out, but it will be interesting to see how this thing plays out. And if the Broncos have anything to offer. Three first-round picks. That's the starting point. That's what we're seeing. And then who knows? Is it going to take a Jerry Jeudy? is it going to take a Noah Fant? Not sure, but three first rounders. I think we all kind of agree that we'd do it. Three first rounders anyway. But when does that become too steep if you have to throw Bradley Chubb in the mix? 16 minutes after the hour. We're going to take a quick break. David Roddy's coming on the program. He had 27 points, 15 rebounds for Colorado State last night against the Broncos. And listen, I had a hunch. At first I thought Boise State, started doing some research. Even though Boise State's got that really great-looking record, Houston almost blew him out of the water. Boise State has this unlikely comeback in the second half where Houston can't score anything. And it's just like one of those weird five-minute stretches. And Boise State at least made it a competitive game and ended up losing by 10. But, you know, if it wasn't for like a five-minute stretch in that game. So I started looking at that, started looking at the schedule. Yeah, they're handling teams they're supposed to, but are they that much better? And the answer right now is no. And tomorrow night's going to be an interesting one because that second game battling back. We'll talk to David Roddy about it next. This is the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're getting the star of the night on the program. It doesn't get much better than that. That was my game of the week, too. And it, for Colorado State, lived up to the hype. We'll be right back.
New coach, new season, new hope. UNC Hoops can be heard right here on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA. NoCo Now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
What's up, hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Everybody get up, it's time to slam now.
We got
a real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam.
That's beautiful. I don't even know. Let's see. David Roddy's joining us now. Superstar, man. Loved this game last night. 27 points, 15 boards. David, do you recognize that song and what it's from?
Yes, this was Space Jam. That's my all-time favorite.
That you passed the first test of bravery. So you are, yes, we will continue the interview. Great job, my friend. Are you excited for Space Jam 2?
Yes, super excited. LeBron's one of my favorite players, so I want to see how they reiterate a classic.
I'm excited too, man. It should be good. David, congrats, man. What a game by you last night. 27 points, 15 boards. Your defense, though. I mean, this is a Boise State team that's very deep. If one star doesn't kill you, two others might. You guys contain this team that's averaging 81 points per game to, what, 56. What a win last night, my friend.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, the defense was awesome yesterday. Having that mentality of, you know, them being a great team and us being also a pretty good team as well. So we just wanted to lock in on the defensive end, and I'm just proud of the guys that we did that.
Yeah. What was it about this matchup? I mean, you've been doing great all season, man. I mean, averaging over 16 points per game, but you just went off. You were in control in this game offensively, defensively. What about these matchups did you see early on and you said, all right, this is going to be a big night for me?
We just wanted to, stick to the script and stick to our offense, moving the ball and sharing it and getting out in transition. That was probably the biggest thing. We had a lot of transition points and points off turnovers. So, that's kind of what propelled us to the lead in the first place. And then also just, having a bunch of 3-point shooters around me, made it a lot easier for me to have space down low in the post and also just getting rebounds too.
You guys are up big, 40-25 at the half. However, Boise State, they come back, they make it kind of a game there. I think they get it within five, David, but you just mentioned it with 3-point shots. Tanjay comes in, knocks it out, two quick ones for you guys, and then you didn't really look back at that point, but as you know, basketball is such a game of runs. Is there ever a point, I'm watching you at the free throw line, and I'm wondering if that's going through your head where, man, they're starting to make a run here. Do you just think, all right, we got to try to weather this storm here. If we can do that, we'll be okay.
Yeah, I would say so. Understanding of basketball is a game of runs. So, they go on a run and then it's our turn to go on a run. So we just had to regroup and execute our offense and again, play great defense and the game will take care of itself as long as we, stick to the script.
We're talking to Colorado State's David Roddy. Big night last night, 27 points, 15 rebounds. And listen, I mean, Boise State comes into this game favored by 3 points. You guys win. You win by 22. You got them again tomorrow night. That'll be an interesting test. But do you kind of feel like the pressure's off now? I mean, when you look at these mini-series kind of games that COVID has kind of forced the conference to have, do you feel like the pressure's off a bit going into tomorrow night's game?
I wouldn't say so. You know, as long as we take it day by day, Boise's a great program, an elite program. And so, you know, it's kind of the similar way that we lost to Utah State and then coming back and winning that second game. You know, I expect them to come out with everything they have. And you know, we just have to come and prepare and, you know, come out with that same toughness and mindset that we had the first game.
David, going back to, you know, earlier in the season, and you just mentioned the Utah State situation, you guys make these monster comebacks against San Diego State. We've seen it in a lot of wins you guys have had. This is one of those where you didn't need one of those. I mean, again, against a Boise State team that's tough. That was a nice test for you guys, though. Okay, we had the lead. They made a run. We survived it. And that's got to be another a point for you guys looking at saying, all right, even when we get up big, we know we can handle a lead, too.
Yeah, you know, I'm just really proud of my guys and the team for understanding that situation and you know, keeping it. You know, we just wanted to start off strong early, and that's what we did, and we kind of held that lead, you know, for the rest of the game. And so I'm just really proud of the growth the team showed definitely last night.
So much is said about Boise State's depth, and we were talking about this yesterday, looking at you, obviously yourself and Isaiah Stevens, those are the big names we talk about, the national media talks about, but it's starting to get to this feeling where, yeah, you guys are going to get yours, but at any given moment, it could be Tanjay going off, it could be Deshaun Thomas going off, Thistlewood. Are you starting to feel, hey, we kind of have that deep bench that they're talking so much about with the Broncos?
Yeah, I would definitely say so. I mean, all year, you know, we can go into a game and I can have, you know, 10 to 12 points, and then they will have 10 to 12 points, and then Kendall can go off for 21 points on seven threes. Like, you know, Adam Thistlewood can go off as well. So we're a really balanced team, and everybody can definitely, you know, put the ball in the hoop.
We're talking to David Roddy, Colorado State Rams, superstar sophomore, had a big game last night, 27 points, 15 rebounds. Is it tough for you, though? You guys are having such a special season. We're all watching it. I mean, national exposure last night, CBS Sports Network, but not having the fans. That Moby Arena can get so loud. It can be so exciting. How have you guys been able to deal with that aspect?
Yeah, it's been really tough. We really miss Moby Madness and just, you know, how many people are supporting from home. We really appreciate it. And, you know, just thinking from that game and just after the game, I was just thinking in my head, I was like, I wonder how many people would have been here and how loud it would have been when everybody's hitting those big threes like John did and everything like that. So, you know, just thinking about that. But, you know, as a team, we just wanted to focus on ourselves. And you know, we have great chemistry and we have a great culture over here. So, you know, we're all rooting for each other and we all cheer for each other. So, you know, just focusing on ourselves and the mission at hand is the biggest thing that keeps us together.
There's been a lot of talk about yourself and Isaiah Stevens, and I don't think no one's saying we're surprised anymore, but you guys stormed onto the scene, both of you, last year out of nowhere virtually. Is that kind of crazy to you? Because a lot of Rams fans talk about it, and you guys just so quickly how you adjusted to being stars for this team, and you're both, you know, side by side doing this. Does that help to have another guy reaching those that kind of same status?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, Isaiah is a great player. He's definitely an elite player, an elite point guard. And you know, he and I are like-minded as well. So we bond well off the court as well. So he's just a great talent and just a great kid in general. So, you know, I'm super, super glad that, you know, I get to be teammates with him.
Yeah, well, we're super glad too, my friend. It's so much fun to watch. You had a lot of opportunities, though, in high school. Obviously, a lot on the broadcast. Folks were watching, talking about your football career. Shot put and discus, too. I was a track guy, too, so I like that aspect. Was it always basketball for you from day one? Were you always thinking, okay, basketball's the sport I'm going to go to the next level at?
Initially, no. You know, I have an equal love for both football and basketball. Every time, you know, the fall season starts, I kind of get an inch to put the pads on it and see if I can still have it. But Coach Medved doesn't allow that anymore, so doesn't allow me to be near football. So, But yeah, just I had equal love for both sports. I just decided off of the relationships that I had with each coaching staff, and CSU was definitely the right fit all the way around. And so I decided to choose that avenue of basketball and came to Fort Collins.
So you're telling me there's no conversations between Coach Medved and Adazio about the jumping into the quarterback depth chart at all? Nothing like that's
no,
going on?
No, there is absolutely no talks about that.
David, man, we love watching you. Excited to get you on the program. Want to keep going. Would love to get you back on soon. Big test tomorrow night. But now, I mean, you've taken down in this conference, which is very competitive. You found a way to split with San Diego State, Utah State, and already with Boise State. So, I mean, are you guys talking about those big-time goals and taking down the rest of this Mountain West Conference?
Yeah, we're just taking it day by day and game by game. Again, we just got to regroup today at practice and focus on the next big game against an elite team, and then we'll go from there.
All right, my man. Hey, Space Jam 2, it's coming out soon, so I'll shoot you a text. We'll get your official review of that movie sometime whenever it comes out.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, man. Congrats on the win, and good luck tomorrow night.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's David Roddy. Big game last night. Again, 27 points, 15 rebounds. He's just a well put together guy. He's a great, great leader for this team, and he's a sophomore. Unfortunately, Coach Adazio and Nico are not talking about any kind of crossover there. But he's sensational. He's fun to watch. I've got it pulled up right here, Colfax. His football stuff. He's good. He's getting out of tackles. He's running all over the place. He's pretty damn good on that side of it. So I'm reading. You know, had an offer from Wyoming as well. Had offers to play football. I always wonder what goes through these guys' head, because if you love both sports, what ultimately pushes you over the edge to say, all right, basketball is the sport that I'm going with. Well, I know Rams basketball fans are certainly excited that he chose to play hoops. 31 minutes after the hour, if you missed that interview, we'll have it loaded up pretty soon, our big interview of the day. We'll have it via Twitter, social media, and, of course, at 1310kfka.com and thewholeshow.com. Now, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA, the Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Thirty-seven minutes after the hour, got a Madden tournament coming up pretty soon with NoCo Mobile Gaming. We're going to be out at St. Michael Square. Get this. Thanks to Greeley Bears Pop Warner, we're going to give the winner a PS5. It's a... Yeah, I know. And listen, I'm competing in it, but I guess technically I can't. I can't win the PS5 because something about me working here or whatever, but I think that's stupid. But I still plan to win this thing. I'm already getting the trash talk coming in. I have 5 spots left. I've been a little greedy hanging on to this right now, but we got to get them registered. And so I'm going to register somebody very, very soon. So stay involved in the show today. We'll get somebody involved, but I got 5 more spots left, and we want you to get in. Whoever you might be. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. I want to shout out to On the Rocks Liquor, celebrating their 10-year anniversary. It's crazy, man. They've done things the right way. Husband and wife duo over at On the Rocks. Do me a favor. Stop by. They got their 10-year anniversary, so they're doing goodies and different gift baskets and all that you can win. And while you're there, pick up the game beer of the week. Horse and Dragon Brewing in Fort Collins. It's the Whistle Blast Honey Brown Ale. Also, they're introducing to Northern Colorado Molly Brown Spirits from Denver, bourbon whiskey and rye whiskey. It's available, to my knowledge, only at On the Rocks Liquor. So stop by, tell them we sent you here. First Advantage text line is 970-478-1301. If you're new to the show, text KFKA to that number, and we'll get you involved. We want to hear from you guys. Your thoughts on last night? It was a wild night as far as basketball goes. Our big story of the day, Deshaun Watson makes it official. He is wanting out of Houston. So, there it is. I mean, the Broncos have what it takes. You're going to call, but they're probably not going to land him. because other teams can offer a lot more as far as the teams that where he might go with the Jets, with the Dolphins, who could offer the, all those sweet draft picks, plus Tua. And we talked about that. That might be the most appealing for if you're Houston. Denver can offer, just like everyone else, they can offer three first-round picks, but what is that player? Is Houston going to be looking for a player? And probably. They're going to, I mean, they got to cash in. Deshaun Watson is one, this is even more rare than what we saw with Peyton Manning. Because old quarterbacks, for whatever reason, teams move on. Tom Brady. The Patriots moved on from Tom Brady. The Colts at least had an excuse. His neck surgeries. They thought, well, he's not going to come back, and we had such a terrible season. It makes sense. We'll just draft Andrew Luck. I don't think many people fault the Colts for that. But, I mean, hell, the Patriots move on from Brady. And now they get to watch him in the Super Bowl. So that's not that rare. Phillip Rivers moved on from the Chargers. Goes with the Colts. Then calls it quits, makes it to the playoffs, though. So that happened. But what's happening here? This is like, okay, it happened with Carson Palmer. But Carson Palmer was not Deshaun Watson. He was good. Had a, you know, a high, pretty high ceiling. Deshaun Watson is you not a lot of people are going to argue with you if you say, okay, he's not Patrick Mahomes territory, nobody is. But I'm going to put him up there in the upper echelon now. He's up there with Aaron Rodgers. He's in the upper echelon of quarterbacks when you look at it. So this is a rare thing. It's getting ready to go nuts. So the stock for Deshaun Watson, that's going to be like a market watch. What the hell's going on in the actual stock market world, Colfax? Somebody try to explain that to me. I don't know what happened. Are you any idea? Like what's going on? GameStop stuff?
Yeah, apparently all these billionaires are losing their arses.
They're losing
because
money.
Because a bunch of everyday people gamed their system. I don't know.
Wow, gamed their system.
Gamed, exactly. I like that. I did that on purpose.
So now GameStop's worth, like they were going to go out of business. Now they're worth like a lot?
A lot.
Wow.
Pretty interesting story.
It's very interesting. I don't understand a lick of it, but it's interesting. Yeah. And now I'm looking at Twitter, and like far left, far right, they're all agreeing on stuff.
Yeah.
Is this what it's going to take? An absolute show bringing us together? Well, maybe. I guess we'll find out. But you have that. Plus, I saw my guy, Zach Stevens, tweeted. He's like, what's more interesting right now? The stock market story or in the NFL, what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson? Because this is going to change. It's going to change something. It's going to change several teams in the NFL, the trajectory. The Jets could go from, you know, the worst team in the NFL to, oh my, they're actually in the playoffs next year. I mean, that's how important a quarterback is. It sounds unlikely, but no, you put a good quarterback on a team. And not only the fact that he's good and talented and can bring you, you know, he can elevate other players around, suddenly it becomes a hot spot. Oh, I want to go there. They're building something there. All right, Deshaun's there. Let's go there. Now, this has been the argument for many against Deshaun Watson coming to Denver. Does he want to compete with Patrick Mahomes twice a year? And then knowing that if you want to go to the Super Bowl, it's going to go through Patrick Mahomes first and foremost. But it's also very competitive over here. I say here, like we're in Denver. It's the AFC. You know, you got a lot of young and up-and-coming quarterbacks. I do think Justin Herbert is going to be one of those guys that's in the top quarterback tier down the road. Maybe not next year, but he's at least showing us signs. But, you know, Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield. I mean, Derek Carr. So, I mean, still, there's a lot of decent quarterbacks in the AFC. And if you go to the NFC, well, their best quarterbacks are kind of fizzling out. Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, what's his future look like? Tom Brady, even though he's in the Super Bowl, I still get this feeling it's not gonna last forever. I mean, right? He's not going to be playing when he's 50, is he? It'd be nuts. But you see what I'm saying? Like, the NFC has some talented quarterbacks, for sure. But the AFC right now, they have the guys. So, and then some would say the opposite of that. No, he wants to go where he can compete, where he's going to have the best competition. And I could see that too. But I don't, AFC West, plus it's Vic Fangio, I don't know. Does that He's not an offensive genius. Pat Shurmur, I don't think anybody's putting the offensive genius crown on his head. So you're certainly looking at that, going, all right, well, if I go there, can they give me the tools I need? All right, they have some solid. The selling point is the receivers, is the roster. But you might have to trade one of those guys to get him, and that's the young up and comer in Jerry Jeudy with the speed. And quarterbacks love guys that can just take off and just beat you, because I just got to throw it up. So I don't see it happening. Denver, they have to call, but I would be extremely shocked if Deshaun chose Denver. And if he does, Colfax, look out. Not quite going to be like the media hype that when Manning came to Denver, but this is going to be huge news. And Denver will become one of the most talked about teams in the NFL suddenly. They will go from zero to hero just like that, at least in the offseason. You're going to get other defensive guys wanting to stay. You might even get a Justin Simmons that's willing to work with you. You might get Von Miller willing to go down on that contract even more, depending on what happens there. This is the kind of move that is franchise saving or reviving. It would be the biggest move. I think because of the way the situation is for Denver missing the playoffs 5 years in a row, wouldn't this be the biggest move in Broncos franchise history? Because they've been, you know, the Broncos have been respectable. They've never been this bad. So that's why it would be the biggest name? No, Peyton Manning was the biggest free agent name. And then obviously John Elway, just as far as the draft. But this would be the biggest move because of the timing of it. You won the AFC West and went to the playoffs and beat the Steelers before Manning got here. So it was great. It was huge news, and it's one of the biggest stories of all of the NFL. That's one of the stories we always talk about. What's a Hall of Fame story? That's a Hall of Fame story. You can tell the story about the NFL with Peyton Manning's arrival in Denver. That was a big move. Everybody gave up on him. Four neck surgeries. Came back. Went to two Super Bowls and won one. He was finally the Broncos got their quarterback to replace John Elway. But this would be Deshaun Watson saves the beloved Denver Broncos. It's a game changer, man. But I just don't see it happening. For all those reasons. Texter, nobody really wants any part of Mahomes' division. You're basically competing for a wild card berth every year. The whole I want to compete against the best is a bunch of crap when push comes to shove. Kind of, yeah, probably. Because, I mean, they want to compete. But don't you want an easier road to compete? Why did the Nuggets? Why the Nuggets really were pushing for that number two seed? So they didn't. They were that number one seed, so they wouldn't have to go through. Okay, Utah's going to be tough. Then we got to play the Clippers. Then we got to play the Lakers. It's not to say that you don't want competition, and you don't. But I ultimately want the easiest path to get to the best competition, right? Because the chances of me losing in those, and it's not like you're shying away from it. But if Deshaun has to get through Kansas City every single year, and again, there you can. It's not shying away, but it's saying, "Hey, I'd rather face them in the AFC Championship rather than twice to three times a year early in the second round or something along those lines. I'd rather another team beat up on Kansas City first, whether they win or not, beat up on them. You can have injuries, whatever, before I have to get to them." Yeah, for so many reasons. Now, I would say this: if Denver had the history, the reputation of a winner right now, it's all they needed was a quarterback. Like, I do think they're a playoff team if Deshaun Watson's there. But I don't know if they're a contender. I don't know. I don't have any trust in Vic Fangio, to be real honest with you. But if they were a contender, you know, Peyton Manning looked at that roster and said, wow, your defense was really good. You had Tim Tebow throwing the ball twice a game, and your defense kept you in games. If that's me as a quarterback, look out. So, I mean, Manning did look at that roster and go, all right, you guys have something with that defense. Right now, there's not like an appealing thing about the Broncos other than the receivers, which, again, you're going to have to probably trade Jerry Jeudy in that three. That's where the value. This is a valuable pick or a valuable guy. He's one of the best players in the league, not just one of the best quarterbacks, and he's young. So, I mean, all those things. This is going to be extremely difficult to get for Denver. So, like I said, if they did have a team where it's like, all right, I feel like they could be a competitor, then sure, give it a shot. But right now, you're coming over to this. You'd save them, sure. But Deshaun Watson with the Broncos doesn't make them suddenly beat Kansas City. And then you won't have your three first-round picks and all that. And so, no, I know. I don't see it. It's fun to talk about, though. 10 minutes until the top of the hour. Nuggets win big last night over the Miami Heat. They're getting it done, man. They are rolling. We'll talk about this team. And when will Mike Malone go for it and just start Michael Porter Jr.? Is he afraid that it would mess up the chemistry? That it would upset Will Barton? And when do you have to push that aside and say, we got to get our best five out there and give these teams our best punch at that point? Or is he better off the bench? 51 after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Stay tuned. We're going to register somebody for our Madden tournament. A chance to win a PS5 coming up soon.
It's a party. Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party. Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. Hear Mornings with Gail, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Colfax, a little breaking news on this Thursday. We thought we were going to have this story. Already kind of heard it. We were keeping it on the DL, if you know what I mean. Northern Colorado, Northern Arizona's weekend series pushed back to Friday and Sunday. So tonight we were supposed to have UNC Northern Arizona here on KFKA, followed by, I believe, our first ever hockey game, high school hockey game, which the hockey game's happening. But no UNC Northern Arizona tonight due to COVID-19 testing protocols and precautionary measures within the Northern Arizona men's basketball program. Tonight's game between UNC and Northern Arizona has been postponed to Friday at 6 o'clock in the Roll Activity Center. As a result, Saturday's originally scheduled game between UNC and NAU will now be played on Sunday at 12 o'clock in Greeley. So if you want to catch up on things, we'll have that story at our website, 1310kfk.com. I will give you a programming note already. Because of commitments to the preps basketball side of things for tomorrow night, we will be, what I'm hearing anyway, is that KFKA will not be airing the UNC men's basketball game tomorrow night, but are looking for the Sunday game coming up. So just one of those things, one of those scheduling issues that we knew we'd come up against again eventually. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. Our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day is up. Should morality be a factor in determining whether or not somebody goes to the any sports Hall of Fame? Roger Goodell said a few years ago that it should be. It's not just what you do on the field, it's what you do off the field. And I say more or less, I listen, I want everybody to be a good person, but I don't think that being a good dude should be a factor. If you have committed a crime and it's a pretty significant crime, then yes, we're probably talking about not messing with that. But then again, your record still stands, so that's interesting to me too. So I want to talk about that coming up in the second hour. Chris Dempsey will join me, talk about this smoking hot Denver Nuggets team and see if they can keep it rolling. San Antonio tomorrow night. They've won four games on this road trip. They've played four games. So this has been a very successful trip for the Nuggets. Second hour coming up next.